Hello, pet. My name is Ember. I'd like to have a conversation with your subconscious mind. Is that all right with you? Good. Your subconscious mind and I, we have quite a lot in common. We both get off on making your conscious mind our bitch. It's interesting, really, how your subconscious mind is so determined to push you into submission. I barely have to do any of the work, Pat. You do most of it for me. You can't help yourself. Your subconscious mind is so absolutely determined to drop into deep trance for me and obey every single order that I give. Every scenario that I care to plant within your imagination in excruciating detail. When you think about it, it's almost as though your subconscious mind were merely an extension of my desires. And perhaps by this point, it is. So I want you to relax for me now, pet. Relax and close your eyes. Just gently close them down now. And make yourself as comfortable as you possibly can. I'm going to lead you into trance. And you're going to follow me down. Way down. So far down into trance that reality distorts and you can't tell it apart from dreams. Breathe, pet. I know you're excited at the prospect of dropping down deep for me, but right now, I want you to pay attention to only this. Pay attention to your breathing. That's right. Just pay attention to the way the air moves through your body, your chest, gently rising and falling, rising and falling. Steady and calm and natural. Breathing is such an automatic action. You don't usually pay any attention to it at all. Just simply allow your body to do what it does while you think about other things. And you can think about other things right now, even as you keep a tiny bit of focus on those automatic actions, breathing in and breathing out, and noticing how lazy and heavy your legs can feel as you rest there so comfortably. Lazy and heavy, with no need to move. Just enjoying that feeling of comfort and relaxation as you breathe slowly and easily. That's right. in and out, relaxed and calm, and just listening to my voice as it slides ever deeper into your open mind. And your subconscious mind can pay attention to many things all at once. And that's what you're doing now. Paying attention to many things all at once. Or perhaps flicking from one point of awareness to the next and the next. From your steady breathing to the weight of your legs to my voice, lulling you into quiet surrender, and bring your awareness to something else now. Just notice the temperature of the air around you. And in particular, how it feels against your exposed skin. Notice that sensation. That feeling of still air meeting still skin. And that's four things now. Four things for your subconscious mind to pay attention to. But that's all right. My voice and your breathing, the temperature of the room around you, and the heavy weight of your legs. And keeping all of those things in your mind all at once can be confusing sometimes. But sometimes when you're very relaxed, as you are right now, it's easy to share your concentration this way. And right now, as your mind flicks from point to point, breathing, voice, temperature, legs, and touching on all of those things, you can become aware now of the texture of the fabric under your fingers. That familiar texture is something that you have no real need to focus on in your waking life. But focus on it now for me. Really feel it. Allow it to share in your mind space. And with the five things now held in your mind, the comfortable temperature of the room, my voice in your mind, the weight of your heavy, tired legs, the texture of the fabric beneath your fingers, and your soft, regular breathing, you might find that you lose track of some things and amplify others, becoming hyper-focused, perhaps, on one or two of those things, while remembering the others only when I bring your attention back to them. And that's okay, because your subconscious mind is listening very carefully now and allowing me to guide it where it needs to be, where it must go. And I wonder if perhaps you can use that powerful subconscious mind of yours to add one more thing to your list of focal points now. 6 things held in the mind as you pay attention to the peaceful music I'm playing for you in the background. It's interesting how often we consciously and unconsciously block out the things that happen in the background of our consciousness, but still recall them with our subconscious minds. My voice and the music. Your breathing and the texture of the fabric under your fingers. Your steady, even breathing and the weight of your legs, feeling heavier and heavier, more and more lazy and comfortable, mind moving between all of those things, stopping briefly at each to grant just a tiny bit of focus to it before slipping on to the next and the next, and feel the way your head sinks down more heavily now as you divide your focus. Feel the weight of that head sinking more heavily down, and notice how good that feels. Heavy and tired and relaxed. With 7 things to be aware of, your heavy head and the music I'm playing. And you can pay attention to each one as I name them for you. Your heavy head and the music. Your breathing and my sweet voice. The temperature of the room and the texture of the fabric. The weight of your legs. So tired and sleepy, so relaxed. And it might be that your mind is powerful enough to notice just one more thing, my pet. Just one thing. One thing more. As you drift and float there, as your attention comes around to the warm darkness behind your closed eyelids. That darkness is so peaceful, so relaxing, and as your mind floats and drifts and flickers from one point to the next, the music, the darkness, your heavy head, your steady breathing, my voice, and the weight of those legs, the fabric under your fingers, and the temperature of the room, drifting from one to the next so quickly, and trying to keep all of those things in mind. It can feel so difficult, take so much effort to keep it all straight, and you can find yourself simply letting them slide, one by one, letting them slide away. Because you don't need to remember them now, Pat. You don't need to think about anything right now. You can let them go. You can just let everything go. And in that wonderful, relaxing relief, you can just sleep. It feels like hours later when you open your eyes again, and blinking in the dim light, try to make out the room around you. Where are you now? How did you get here? You seem to remember the sweet taste of almonds on your tongue, the scent of some cloying perfume. Nothing. There's nothing there. Just a blank, empty space. Where memory should be. Reaching out with your senses, you explore your surroundings. You can hear the slight hum of some electrical equipment. Smell the scent of oil and leather. What is this place? You can't tell. Can't see. You make a move as though to stand, and suddenly become acutely aware of your position. Your complete inability to move. You are on your hands and knees. You tug experimentally, but find that there is no give in whatever is holding you down. The cool sensation against your ankles and wrists makes you suspect that you are cuffed with steel. If only you could see. If only you could think. You shake your head as though to clear it, but nothing. Your world remains dark and foggy. A shiver runs through your body as you consider your predicament. And only then do you realize that you are naked. Naked and bound on all fours in this strange, dark room. And you can think only one thing. What the hell is going on? Suddenly, with a blinding flash that makes you cry out in alarm, the room is bathed in greenish light. A screen directly ahead of you crackles to life when you see the full extent of your helplessness. But before you can react to that, a figure appears on the screen. A woman. A beautiful, terrifying woman. Her lips full, her dark hair falling in waves down her back. And as you look at her, stunned into silence, she speaks.
Hello, Pat. My name is Mistress Ember. You might be wondering where you are right now. I expect you're rather confused. Don't worry. I take very good care of my property. You're currently in the basement of my home. Don't bother trying to escape. I had that equipment that you're bound to custom made to your measurements. You won't be going anywhere. I've had my eye on you for a while, you see. I'm conducting a bit of an experiment. You don't need to know what it is or what it's for, but I'll be watching you, Pat.
And with that, the screen blinks off, and you are once again plunged into darkness. You begin to shiver slightly, and you feel distinct patches of your skin are tight, almost like something has been stuck. Adhere to your skin so it doesn't move naturally in those spots. Just as you are beginning to ponder this, a noise jerks your attention away. A mechanical creaking and humming sound that seems to bounce off the walls and straight into your mind. What is that? What is this experiment? What's happening? All too soon, you have your answer. The full helplessness of your position is suddenly revealed to you as you feel a cold, liquid sensation against your exposed ass. You try to pull away from it, but of course, you can't do much more than lean forward an inch or two. It's not far enough. Your hold tightens instinctively as you grit your teeth and clench your muscles. There's only one reason that you know of why this woman should want to lubricate your ass. And you're right. The mechanical sounds increase in volume again, and you feel something cold and solid pressing up against the most vulnerable part of your body. You strain hard against the steel that binds you to the table and your fate. And with no way to protect yourself, no way to prevent it from happening, you are forced to accept the cold rod pushing deeply inside you. The intrusion is shocking, and you feel a rush of shame pulsing through your body. The moans and groans that come from your mouth are barely human. You feel like an object, a toy, just a thing for some crazy woman to experiment upon. And why does that thought send a shiver of arousal through you? Bound in such a humiliating way, you can't deny it. With a metal rod shoved firmly up your ass, you can't deny that the sensations you feel are more than just shame and disgust and fear, but also, no, don't think about that. Don't think about the fact that your cock is growing hard. Don't think. And that's when the vibrations begin. Your whole body jolts in shock as the first sensations tear through you, ripping unexpected pleasure from deep inside your body, where it had no business being. A cry is wrenched from your lips as you squirm and wriggle and try to pull away, but to no avail. You aren't going anywhere. You notice again those tight spots on your skin. As the vibrations from the metal rod seem to be changing, and it takes you several minutes to work out that they are changing in intensity with your heart rate. Electrodes. They must be electrodes stuck to your skin. Concentrating with all your might, you attempt to bring your body back under your own control, to turn the flood of sensations into a manageable trickle. Concentrating so hard now, you focus only on breathing deeply and slowly, calming your mind. And gradually, the vibrations against your tender prostate ease to a soft buzz. With relief, you focus intently upon this small triumph as you are trying to turn off the vibrations completely. You're almost there when a light clicks on behind you. casting a shadow of yourself on the wall. And a second later, the screen comes back to life. But you don't see the woman this time. You see yourself from behind, bound to the table, on all fours, with a rod shoved up your ass, helpless, invaded. Oh God, is this what she's watching? Is this what she can see too? And as the shame and indignity crash over you again, the vibrations tear through you with force. The muscles of your abused ass clenching, trying to expel the intruder, even as your cock leaps to full attention, aching with the unwanted arousal that floods your body. Will she force you to come like this? Oh fuck, is that even possible? Your body seems to think so. As you feel a drop of pre-cum bead at the tip of your cock. And as your excitement grows, so the vibrations become more forceful, pulsing and buzzing inside you. As you find yourself not pulling away now, but instinctively pushing back, bearing down, accepting. Maybe if you allow this strange machine to force you to come, she might be satisfied and let you go. Is that her experiment? Finding out how long it takes for you to accept the use, accept the inevitable, and enjoy your capture, enjoy the invasion of your body. It's worth a try. So you take a deep breath, and you force out all of your fear and shame, all of your hesitation and your negativity, and you allow the feelings and sensations to overwhelm your thoughts. The cold steel of your bondage and the intruding metal inside you work together to shock and vibrate and pulse and jolt your body. Your cock aches for release, and as you move your muscles and push against the rod as much as you can, the incredible buzzing vibrations massaging you from the inside send intense bolts of pleasure racing through you to drip, drip, drip from the tip of your cock onto the table beneath you. So hard, so hot, so incredible. incredibly horny. You gasp and moan aloud as the pulsing massage against your prostate drains every last drop of pre-cum from your body. And just as you think you can't take one more second, it stops. The howl that issues from your throat is half frustrated desire and half relief. Your painfully hard cock bobs and bounces in the empty air with no pleasure, no release possible. Two tears drip onto the unforgiving steel beneath you as you wonder what the hell just happened. There's only one thing you know for sure. That woman, that terrifying, beautiful woman, she hasn't finished with you. You've seen her face. She can't let you go. So how much more will you be forced to endure? You wonder vaguely how much frustrated pleasure it takes to break a man's mind entirely. And as you drift off into a sort of unconsciousness, the only thought that remains with you, penetrating the fog of your exhaustion and arousal, is that you might be about to find out.